Anthony Leggett's farm is nestled in the foothills outside of Anthony Lakes in eastern Oregon. He grows pasture grass, barley, and puts up big stacks of hay for his young family.
Your hay is your paycheck.
Leggett's costs include equipment, chemicals, fencing, and fertilizers. But hay makes money.
That's how you pay your bills. That's how you support your family. And, you know, they just take it, but they're animals. That's what they do.
Across the West, widespread drought has left elk, deer, and even wild turkeys a bit desperate. Wildlife managers talked about it on a Zoom.
The other big thing we have going on right now that staff are kind of running frantic on is we have a lot of elk damage.
That's Joey McKenna with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. Elk are smart, so he counsels hay growers and ranchers to set up elk-proof electric fencing and loud cannons to haze them. McKenna says this year's drought has driven hay prices way up.
The summer was very hot and dry, and you know, alfalfa and grass hay are at a premium right now.
Wildlife is also responding to the drought.
So one of the primary ways that wildlife respond to changing climate is by moving.
Mead Crosby is a senior scientist at the University of Washington's Climate Impacts Group in Seattle.
They shift their ranges. They want to track the change in climate as it happens.
She says climate-induced floods and fires are pushing animals off their normal range, and wildlife needs safe corridors to run for it.
They have to move so fast, but they have all of this stuff in the way. They have roads and highways in the way. They have cities in the way, agricultural areas.
And that's where the haystacks are. Giant haystacks, each weighing in around 200 and up to 500 tons. And elk can starve on hay because their gut bacteria shifts with what they eat as seasons change.
The bug is Clostridium perfringens.
Colin Gillen is a state vet for Oregon Fish and Wildlife.
It's a bacteria that all ruminants carry in their guts.
The bacteria breaks down the walls of the stomach and the intestines, so an elk can starve to death with a belly full of alfalfa. At the Northwest Hay Expo in Kennewick, Washington, mostly men, mostly unmasked, roam around the Great Hall, checking out the latest in balers, twine, and tarping technology.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Clint View's company rents tarps to cover haystacks and deter elk, but without tarps?
They'll eat into it so much that it actually destabilizes the stack, and then it'll collapse and fall on the animals.
Every year, elk bust up Anthony Leggett's fences to get into his hay and crops. And every year, he fixes them again.
You know, if I chase them off my property, they just go to the neighbor's property and get into their haystack.
Still, Leggett has made his peace with the elk.
We just happen to live in a spot where there's a trail that they come down on.
He says, for us, it's life. I'm Anna King.